afternoon, and welcome to Todd Quint's podcast number 307, recorded live Monday, September 26th, not from Iowa, but from Cincinnati, Ohio. Why? Because tonight, I'm your host, Shane Young, and that weird Todd guy, I don't know, he's off and about. I think there's something about him powering off, apparently, according to my computer. But no, I think he's out helping with the debates. So, right, we got the big presidential debates today. I think there's a South Park episode that summed that up pretty well. But I believe Todd is there, and every time one of them says something dumb, Todd's going to get flicked in the ear. So hopefully Todd doesn't lose an ear in the battle. Who knows? All right. As always, we want to thank our sponsors, good old Rackspace, right? You can go to sharepoint.rackspace.com for all their SharePoint offerings. Good hosting. They also host Office 365 these days. And then you can always go to rackspace.com/Microsoft, where you can find their Windows Server hosting offerings and their Azure stuff, which I helped put in place a long time ago. So it's good stuff. And there's actually an update about Azure today. So we'll talk about that a little bit. If you want to get to me, you can go to those guys right there, boldzebras.com, right? Zebras with an S, because you do not need another pair of socks. And that's what you get if you don't go to the S. And I can help you with, SharePoint consulting, Azure consulting, all those fun things. Or even more important, head off to the old YouTube channel, c/ShaneYoungCloud. It's a really weird name. I don't know. YouTube makes it difficult to do good names. Just go to my Twitter, @ShaneScowls, and there's a link there. Much easier. All right? So there you go. A bunch of shameless plugs for me, for Todd, the sponsors. Yay! So, with all that said, it is production notes here. Looks like video number 306 is live. Todd got all that put out before he headed off to Ignite for the week, so should be available. Good news is I was on 306 as well, so it was a good show. Also, with Todd being at Ignite and this being a Shane-only video, we know how these tend to get lost. So it could be months, it could be weeks. So all the cutting news I'm about to get you, the 400 people that are in the chat room, they're all going to enjoy it. But those of you at home, it might be old news by the time you get to see it. So what do you do? All right. So first we'll start out with the boring news because, Todd left one thing that he wanted covered. So I'm going to cover his boring stuff and then we'll get into the more interesting content. Fair enough. So go watch a cat video or something while I talk about Todd stuff. And so the Todd thing here first is it looks like there is a new Office Visio stencil available. And so it's actually kind of cool. Other than I can't cut and paste it very well into the chat room because I'm a terrible person. But with that, what they've done is they've provided a new stencil that's going to give you some more capabilities. I think it's like 300 new icons, and it's for all things Office 365. So it includes Skype for Business, Exchange, Skype for Business Server, Link, SharePoint Server, and the symbol sets are, for all the different versions. So 2016, 2013, 2012, not 2014 like they have in their little blog post. Apparently they did not know what versions of SharePoint they were making things for. But anyway, so if you're one of those people that makes a lot of Visios, the stencils are pretty handy. I'll also point out that if you're a person who makes a lot of Visios, I'm pretty sure that Visio does not have autosave turned on by default. Right? We're used to Word and Excel and PowerPoint having autosave every 3 minutes by default, which I turned to one. I think Visio is one of those programs that doesn't do it. So if you work in Visio a lot, go check autosave. Make sure that's on because I lost a drawing that way once and it really made me mad. So, all right. So that is the boring Todd news. Rolling right along, I think, so today was Ignite, right? Lots of keynotes. I don't know about you, but my Twitter stream has just been crazy on fire with all the different content that's been happening. So the things I was able to pick out of it, one of them is that Feature Pack 1 for SharePoint Server 2016 has been announced, and it is going to be released in November. Yay! Right, there's a lot of us that thought maybe SharePoint Server 2016, the on-prem version was never going to actually see the feature pack or be 4 or 5 years from now. In reality, right, from the release earlier this spring to November, that's the fastest that Microsoft has ever added new functionality for SharePoint on-prem. So while we keep trying to put this gloom and doom story that SharePoint on-prem is going away, Microsoft keeps doing a good job of proving us wrong and continuing their investments. So that's pretty awesome. Now, I do find it interesting. I think Todd and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. still not seeing a huge uptick of SharePoint 2016 on-prem, but you know, it is slowly mounting. You know, it is probably the most popular content on my lovely YouTube channel. So I think that's a good sign, right? If they're getting my content, you know, they can go and implement it. Yeah. Who believes that? No one. The other thing about the feature pack, though, was when they originally released it, or when they originally mentioned it, they said, hey, it's only going to be kind of available for people with software assurance. So that kind of made people a little skeptical as well. Well, with this announcement today, they said, hey, some of the features are only available if you have software assurance. So, for example, the new OneDrive for business, you know, there's a new user experience there. Apparently, OneDrive for business is more important than OneDrive for pleasure. I don't know. I never understand any of that. But OneDrive for business, the UX is getting a new experience. And so if you have the software assurance, you'll be able to get that. If you don't, you won't be able to get that particular part of the feature pack. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that from an administrator point of view. Can you only install one or the other, or is there a license key that turns it on? That's all to be remains to be seen, but that is a new one. So other things that are coming in the feature pack, there will be more logging capabilities. So, you know, things happen, central admin and PowerShell, stuff like that. There'll be some new additional logs for that. Now, if you've been listening to Todd or I talk for any point of time, you know that we always recommend that you do a start-transcript. That keeps all your PowerShell changes. So if you're trying to get more PowerShell logging today before the feature pack, start-transcript, and you can go update the profile for the server, so that way anytime anyone uses Windows PowerShell on the server, start-transcript runs. And then it's kind of like Big Brother, right? It logs all the things that happen in that console session and puts them in a file for you to go later and go, look, you deleted this because it says right here in the logs that you did it. So I'm all about blame. Another nice thing, we've talked before about MinRoll being one of those great features of SharePoint Server 2016. But for really to do MinRoll correctly, you had to have four servers. Or if you want to do MinRoll correctly and have high availability, which seemed like most people wanted, you had to have eight servers. That's a lot of servers. So what they've said is with the feature pack, we'll get a new two new options in MinRoll. So one will be web server plus distributed cache, and the other will be application plus search. So that way you could do a min server farm with just two SharePoint servers, or a high availability min server farm with four servers. So that's half as many. Yeah, I've been teaching my kids math, so half of eight is four. I've learned that with those kids. But anyway, that's a pretty exciting feature. I look forward to that one coming out. It's probably the one I care about the most. The other thing is, a surprise, surprise, there'll be more integration points between SharePoint Server on-prem and Office 365. And that was really another one of those facets of the keynotes today was, you know, they're trying to drive you, you know, here's all this new stuff in Office 365, here's new ways to connect. There's even some migration services they're offering for free for a limited time. I didn't have time to read about that, but something to go check out if you are at that point where you're thinking about migrating Office 365. Apparently there's some free offerings available here in the short term. So speaking of Ignite and the upgrade options, or the new options in Office 365, you're going to see more security, more logging, apparently more Yammer gets some new features. I thought we got rid of Yammer. I didn't think it was a thing anymore. Apparently it is. Flow got a whole bunch of updates, you know, lots of excitement there. Now I can tell you that the people that do SharePoint workflows for a living still say Flow's got some way to go, but hopefully this is a step in the right direction for our friend Flow. There's also some more cowbell, and they're also today finally formally like kind of walking people through the new TeamSite UI. If you haven't messed with that yet, it does change Office 365 quite a bit. It does change it for the better for unexperienced or new users, but those of us who have been doing SharePoint for a long time, I'd almost say it's awkward, right? Because you kind of got to learn to do things over again because you're like, I've clicked this same button for 10 years. Well, that button's gone now, buddy. Get used to using that site gear out there to find everything. So anyway, Office 365, lots of updates there. Another one back to my old school, right? Back to my Rackspace days. Azure Stack Technical Preview 2 was released also. So if you're into the Azure thing and you're doing Azure Stack, right? And Azure Stack is kind of like this, I don't want to oversimplify it, but a miniature version of Azure that you can run in your data center, but not really. It's more like System Center and all of that experience kind of growing just a little bit further to add some more Azure-like stuff. But it's kind of neat. So definitely be looking at that if you're doing on-prem data center still. One of the big changes in Azure Stack Tech Preview 2 here is going to be the fact you can finally do it on a single server. And that is apparently going to make it even through the beta. Right, there's been a lot of customer pushback, hey, you know, to do testing, I need a dozen servers. That's not really practical. So Azure Stack can now be ran on one server for, you know, kind of those testing scenarios where you just want to be able to click all the buttons. Who doesn't like clicking buttons? There's more foundational services, more management capabilities, blah, blah, blah. More of all the stuff you expected, but the ability to run it on single servers is a real new one. Another thing, it looks like from the keynotes, one of the words of the day has been zettabytes. And apparently the world generated 10 zettabytes of data in 2015. I'm not even sure what that means. I went and looked up a zettabyte, and if I get it correct, I think it's a one with 21 zeros. But I was trying to count, you know, I only have 10 fingers. I had 10 toes. My feet were cold because it's finally cold here in Cincinnati. It's a rainy day. So I was really just kind of guessing after 10. But whatever it is, zettabytes is a very big number. And apparently that's the new cool way to express just how big things are going to be. Oh. Another big theme of Ignite today was all the talk about artificial intelligence. I think I've talked about this before, but I really feel like artificial intelligence is kind of the next version of cloud, right? Remember back 5 years ago, everything was cloud, right? It was like, edit your pictures online. Yay, cloud. I hated those commercials. But it was kind of just this ominous, you know, marketing word was cloud. Well, unfortunately, I think, you know, here in the next year or two, you're going to see that artificial intelligence or AI is going to become another one of those ominous marketing words, right? Everything that we do in life is going to be AI, which is good in some capacity, right? Because it generally implies that there's some form of machine intelligence or machine learning kind of behind the scenes feeding things. But, you know, there's one thing to say that it's AI when you've got, you know, the T-2000 over here that's a fully autonomous robot that can walk, talk, and kill people and hunt for Sarah O'Connor. Versus, I probably got that Terminator reference all wrong. Some geek somewhere is freaked out at me right now. I'm sorry. I tried to use Terminator languages. But then you also, you know, have people saying things like AI is, you know, well, your computer knows to turn on when you press the enter, but if you press it twice, it can figure it out. That's artificial intelligence. Yeah, or that's just a computer being a computer. So I think there is some, the AI line is going to get blurrier as it goes. The good news is that Microsoft's really invested in it, and they're trying to, you know, use it to enable more people to do things. Right? They said, I think the way they worded it is it wasn't about exclusivity, it was about inclusivity. It was trying to make and open up the capabilities to more people. So that would be pretty cool. But yeah, if you're not comprehending the AI world yet, it's probably something you should keep on your radar as a good old tech nerd. It's going to kind of change things for us, but you're also going to need to be able to call BS when people call things AI that really aren't. Not that anything Microsoft did today was that, but just reminded me of that. Speaking of AI, one of the ways that Microsoft showed off their technology with the AI story is they had Deion Sanders hop on stage with Satya, and they demoed some of the new AI capabilities around fantasy football. I don't know why, right? Because if you think about it, the more AI, it gets really frustrating, right? I play in a fantasy football league with a bunch of the SharePoint nerds. And, you know, some of us just play, right? We read some data, we watch some games, we kind of make our lineups on hunches. And other people are already, you know, they have services they sign up to that essentially set their lineups for them every week and say, go get this guy off the wire and go build your team that way. And all right, it's a competitive advantage. I mean, I totally get it, right? And they're paying to play, so not complaining. But it's not really as interesting to play fantasy football when it's like me versus them, but them is really just driven by a computer, right? The computer's going to win every time. I'm no delusions of grandeur here. I realize that a computer is mathematically better at compensating, you know, which wide receiver is going to score the most points this week. So I don't know, this idea that Microsoft's investing more to make the AI better, I guess maybe they're going to try and get rich and you know, by playing DraftKings. I don't know. There is a lot of rumors that they're looking to buy Twitter, so maybe that's the idea, right? Is then go play some DraftKings games with their AI, win a bunch of money there, and then go spend it to buy Twitter. Maybe that's the business plan. Ah, it all makes sense now. Probably not, though. So anyway, lots of Ignite news, probably a whole bunch of stuff you're now thinking, man, how did he miss that? How did he miss that? Well, in reality, the reason I probably missed it because I was making an upgrade video all day. So I was working on upgrade YouTube content from SharePoint 2013 to 2016 because Todd and Jason are doing that session tomorrow at Ignite and they talk too much. So they're not going to actually do any demos. I'm like, well, that's a crime. So I'm providing them with a video they can at least link to and say, here you go. If you wanted to see a demo, if you came to this session for a demo, then go watch Shane's stuff afterwards. So, you know, but anyways, playing with the database upgrade stuff. Just I think, you know, the only things I really want to make sure you know, right, because going from 10 to 13 and 13 to 16 is almost identical. Just a reminder that, you know, you've got to have DBO access, whatever account you want to use, the mount PowerShell command, right, because we've gotten pretty good at using SP data reader access to do things and not giving permissions in the database or DBO permissions in the database. Well, with the upgrade, you actually have to be DBO. So just a little nugget to remember. Also, if in your 2013 farms you still have any 2010 site collections, right, and you can still create 2010 site collections even in your 2013 farm, if you have any of that, that is an upgrade blocker. So you've got to get all your site collections on your 2013 farm to 2013 before you take the database over 2016. There's no workaround. There's no force those to upgrade after the fact or any of that. So that was really my big learnings today from the upgrade process. Other random things. So speaking of my Twitter being on fire all day, one of the features I really like about Windows Phone, remember, I'm one of the 10 people, or no, I found an 11th, one of the 11 people in the world that has a Windows Phone. One of the great features of it is I can turn on quiet hours. So every night from 10 p.m. until 8 a.m., right, when I'm sleeping or just ignoring the world, my phone doesn't make any noise. It doesn't beep. It doesn't boop. Even if you text me or call me, you get a reply back that says, go away, Shane's in quiet hours. Great feature. With Windows 10, we have the notification center, right, where it pops up, hey, you're getting a tweet from this person, or you're, you know, this news thing happened, or all of that type of stuff. You can actually set quiet hours on Windows 10 as well. But that sounds interesting. Like, I don't really want it to automatically shut off from 10 to 8 because, well, the computer's asleep from then. But you can just turn them on at any given time. So before I started making the video, I went over, I right-clicked on the notification center and said, start quiet hours now. And it turned it on so I didn't get all the updates throughout the day. And then once it was once I was done making the video, I just said, turn off the quiet hours. So kind of like a toggle for Windows, leave me alone for a little bit. So could be a good, useful feature. Also, if you're just trying to, you know, drill in and be focused, right? You don't want to be bothered. You need to write that report. Go turn on that feature. So that was a fun one today, I remembered. And let's see. Yeah, we got a couple more minutes. Last thing I'll talk about is most of my week last week was actually spent trying to install the September 2016 cumulative update for SharePoint 2016. Aye, aye, aye. It has a lot of challenges. And really, challenges is the wrong word. It's just really slow. You know, so when you go and read the KB, it says, hey, this might take 3 times longer. No, they meant like it might take like 10 times longer, right? To upgrade my little single server farm with zero content, it took me, I forget, like 3 hours or something ridiculous like that. And so the reason why is apparently they're making a whole bunch of changes under the covers. So they're not adding new functionality in droves or anything. I mean, they are fixing a bunch of patches or a bunch of bugs, but they're changing the underlying infrastructure so they can move forward. I'm guessing they're putting all that in place so that we can install the feature pack that we just talked about. So I think what's going to happen, they haven't said this yet, and this is, I have no insider knowledge, but what's been implied and what the writing on the wall to me is that the September 2016 CU for SharePoint 2016 will probably become required to get us out there to that feature pack. So I'd recommend you guys kind of take a look at it. Watch the video. I know you don't want to watch any more of me, but if you watch the video, you will kind of see all the places, all the bumps in the road that I ran into from how long it was taking. Like the step 10 of running Config Wizard took like a half an hour. Usually it takes 30 seconds, right? It's the type of stuff that makes you think your upgrade's broken or going to fail, makes you want to, you know, hard reset, which would be really bad. So highly recommend you go watch that video just from the standpoint of understanding what you're getting yourself into. And the beginning of the video, I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't install this if I was you. But by the end of the video, I had talked to enough people, kind of felt like maybe it is an update we're going to have to install. So remains to be seen, but just keep that in mind. Also, speaking about the CU, there is an error with it if you are doing on-site MyPrem, on-prem MySites, easy for me to say. So if you're doing those, then we know that fast site collection creation gets enabled by default. And so that one actually generates an error during the patching. I think that's a harmless error, but it is something to look out for along the way also. So, all right. So I hope that gives you a good idea. Hopefully the news in 20 minutes through Shane here was interesting. So if we jump down into the promotion, we can see that Todd and Lori neglected completely to put any of the promotion stuff in. So just a reminder, Todd's at Ignite this week, probably too late for you to sign up for that since it started today, or actually started yesterday. So then Todd's got SharePoint Days in Slovenia coming up October 24th and 25th. SharePoint Exchange Forum, October 27th and 28th. And then, of course, you've always got, you know, go check me out at good old Bold Zebras, or go check out my YouTube channel for, you know, SharePoint, Azure, PowerShell content. The PowerShell stuff's been one of the most popular topics. I was talking to Brett in the chat room earlier about it. So apparently I did an okay job on the PowerShell. Who knew? All right. Well, I think that'll do it for today. So thanks, guys, and have a great day.